Aloha and welcome. I'm Reverend Cindy Palos. And a very, very important time is the time of the May full moon. It's a time of Wesak festivals. That's spelled W-E-S-A-K. And I have been celebrating that ever since I've been 15 years old. And I started reading the Alice Bailey books, Lucis Trust, and looking into what those meant, and it truly touched my life. And now more and more people are realizing the importance of not only, of course, the full moon of May, but the three festivals, the one in April, which is the Easter and the time of the celebration of the risen Christ, the time of the full moon of May and the festival of the Buddha, and in June, the full moon goodwill festival. So at this time, we are really able to reach that time of initiation, of enlightenment, and through the expression of that higher power and that spiritual center, the hierarchy, the Buddha, we can experience the expression of the wisdom of God, the embodiment of light, and the indicator of divine purpose. That's a very important thing. This full moon of May is also a time of joining the East and the Western ways of living, believing, acting, because we are joining with the wisdom of both the Buddha and the Christ, and the energy that transmits the second principles of divinity, love, wisdom, of which is the Buddha and the Christ, are the two expressions that bring us that education, that enlightenment, that power to make a difference in the world, which of course is now more important than ever. So it's good that people are going within and meditating. It's good that people are taking time to recognize the embodiment of light, the expression of love, wisdom. It's also a time that we've seen as of just last month in April, where the different world religions all came together to celebrate at the same time. We saw the alignment for a reason. We saw the alignment of the Buddhist New Year, of Ramadan, of Easter, of Passover, all the major religions celebrating at the same time with the full moon as well. This is something that we really must wake up and go, wow, there's something going on here. And there is. This has been something that's been being developed for a long, long time. There is this joining of energy and spirituality beyond just one religion, but more of all people joining together in love, in light, in the expression of the love of God. And that's what we will sense increasingly over the time. A few days before the full moon of May, the full moon and a few days after the full moon, but then also to be continued into June at the time of goodwill, which is so important. That festival of goodwill will be where the spirit of humanity aspires towards God, seeking conformity with the will of God, dedicated to the expression of right human relations, which is so important in bringing about peace. And this is a time we can actually go inside, take a little more time to meditate, take a little more time, or maybe a lot of time. Go ahead and take the time to connect with the spiritual energy that's present. And I'm going to do a meditation that is also based on Sold Out Organization, which also talks about these same principles that Lucis Trust does. And I love what they do. And let's go into this state where we can receive and be receptive to the spiritual energies that are flowing forth, that are coming through right now. And I'm going to start with a couple of ones that I've been saying all my life that does come from Lucius Drust. I love this one. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. I seek to love, not hate. I seek to serve, not exact due service. I seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let vision come and incite. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate and outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love. And I'll say all people love. This was written a long time ago before we included women in words. So that's not a beautiful, beautiful one. This one is one I also say coming from that same source of the Alice Bailey books. From the point of light, within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love, within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May that Christ return to earth, and some say, may love return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of light and love work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And at this time of the Wesak festival, there's the story, of course, which is a beautiful representation of how the spiritual hierarchy gathers. And Shambhala comes to earth. And there's a gathering at the highest levels. And at that time, there is actually the manifestation in the energy scene of Buddha sending light and love to the world with and working through with Christ. And that happens in the valley there, and the whole valley is energized as the valley in the highest levels of Tibet on the higher levels. Combine with the highest levels of hierarchy in Shambhala and spread light and love to the world. And we can also do this within in our meditation. I'll tell a little story. I went to Tibet about, 22 years ago with a group. And I, first we went to Nepal, and I found myself loving those lassi drinks, right? And they had ice in them, and I landed up getting a very, very intense case, the worst I've ever had of dysentery. Well, that was effective in going in a fast and clearing my system out pretty well. After 3 days, I was hallucinating. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to make it on, and this was during the time of the full moon of May, because the journey was going to be held where we were going to get on a bus and go up to the high passes to go into Tibet, which got up to about 16,000 plus feet. But after about 2 or 3 days of dysentery, I started having visions. And I envisioned myself going through a tunnel being led by the masters through this tunnel to this valley, this sacred place where that light from Buddha and Christ came in. And I experienced that. And I was, after that experience, I got well enough to take the journey up to the high passes. And then, after about 14,500 feet on this bus, I landed up getting altitude sickness. I don't know how many of you have ever had altitude sickness, but when you have it, you end up feeling like you want to die. You're not getting enough oxygen. Now, there were a few other people also experiencing this because we continued to go up to about 16,000 feet where we spent the night in an inn up there where you could see the high mountains of the Himalayas and the snow on the mountains. So I was pretty close this time to feeling like I was going to die, because when you don't have the oxygen in my body, it had already been weakened by the dysentery. I was saying my prayers. I was doing everything I could think of doing, and I just felt like I was dying. And then in the middle of the night, I think it was after midnight, I heard the sound of a Tibetan chanting done by a woman. And my bed in that inn was right by a window, and I forced myself to kind of get up and pull the drapes back and look out the window. As I looked out the window, I saw a very large raven, a crow, sitting on the stone wall fence of the courtyard. I saw the full moon shining down on the mountains of the Himalayas. And I was transfixed. It was truly an amazing vision. I didn't see the woman chanting, but when the chanting stopped, I felt myself completely infused with energy, and I felt myself getting better. And within an hour or two, I was completely healed, and I was healed enough where I could make it on the journey to Tibet the next day. So things happen sometimes that are very interesting in energy. We don't always know the hows and whys or how this works. But I did feel after that journey that I had gone through a major energy shift. I felt like I had been cleansed and purified, and I had to let a lot of things go, which was, I'm sure, meant to be. I'll read one more. This words again from Alice Bailey's works. Let the forces of light bring illumination to mankind. Let the spirit of peace be spread abroad. We sure need that now, don't we? May men of goodwill everywhere meet in a spirit of cooperation. May forgiveness on the part of all men be keynote at this time. Let power attend the efforts of the great ones. So let it be, and help us to do our part. May the holy ones, whose pupils we aspire to become, show us the light we seek. Give us the strong aid of their compassion and wisdom. There is a peace that passeth understanding. It abides in the hearts of those who live in the eternal. There is a power that makes all things new. That power uplifts us till we stand where the one initiator is invoked, till we see his star shine forth. May the peace and blessings of the holy ones pour forth over the world. And now let's take some very deep clearing breaths, breathing in and holding our breath in the light and breathing out. Breathing in love, holding our breath in the light and love, and allowing that light and love to pour through us. And we see a wonderful aura of light going 6 feet above us, 6 feet below us, 6 feet out on either side of us, 6 feet in front and behind us. And we let ourselves be bathed in this protective, wonderful shell, an egg-like shell of light. And we breathe that energy in as we link up with people of goodwill everywhere. And as we do this, we create a unified group channel through which the spiritual forces can become available. We join together in this place, united as one group soul with our spiritual hierarchy. We feel that joining of this force of light and love joining us as one. We breathe it in and we sense this wonderful energy lifting us as we see a grid of light all around the world, connecting the light of every single light worker through which the heavenly blessings flow. And we each feel this light and love lifting us and joining us as we join with the energy needed by all those here on planet Earth. And now let us just be still and know this energy. Let's just be still and receive the highest outpouring level of energy from the highest point of light, connecting us to that point of light within ourselves, from the highest point of love within the heart of God, there to that heart full of that love light within us. Feel this wonderful aligning of the love and light within ourselves and within all present. Feel us joining and rising as one to meet the light of all lights, the infinite light from the source of light. And as we do this, we sense that great gateway that is the Taurus energy of the full moon of Taurus swinging open. And we are all bathed in a golden white light, the light that offers to all the essence of the Buddha's illumination and enlightenment. We are that light enlightened in the mind. We are here to experience that light, that birth, that rebirth, and the new way of living and being. And we sense that divine energy of the Buddha pouring forth wisdom and light into our whole energy field. And we sense that we understand how we can dedicate ourselves to those principles of the Buddha and the Eightfold Path. That beautiful jewel that blossoms in the lotus. Sense that jewel opening with right knowledge, lifting us to the wisdom with right motivation and aspiration, leading us to the path of divine inclination with right speech, leading us to truth and understanding. With right behavior, bringing us to goodwill for all. With right livelihood, leading us to be able to share our abundance. With right effort, leading to the highest of outcomes. And right mindfulness, leading to purposeful living and fulfilling our purpose. And with right absorption, leading to unity for all. Breathe all of these wonderful energies and values and understandings into our mind and into our heart. And as we embody these beautiful principles, we rise to embrace the higher mind. We understand cause and effect. And as that happens, the shadows of the world fall away. revealing more light, more wisdom, more insight to the world. And now envision the Buddha and the Christ coming together for the greatest good of all, for all life. And as this happens, let us come together, continuing the great unifying and undying work, the wisdom of these great teachers and masters that is passed on to us. In this way, at this enlightened time, we're able to find the way to rededicate our lives inwardly to the divine way through prayer, contemplation, and meditation. As we do this, our light shines bright as a torch seen throughout the world. Our love shines with compassion and understanding, with kindness and clarity, with the light of all life living through us. As we understand the changes coming, we, in tune, share more of our light and love and inclusiveness. As we understand the importance of allowing any separation to pass so that we can join as one to reveal and let the manifesting of divine destiny come forth as we receive the energy of the Buddha, as we continue the work that has already begun. And now just take a moment to let that energy come to you deep within your soul. See that blossoming of the lotus with the diamond glowing so bright. Be still and know that you are God, that God is alive in your soul from the source of all light and love. And if you allow it, it will work through you. Let that light and let that love shine through you brightly at this special time of year, so that it can direct and guide you how to let all of the process work throughout this coming year, as we let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. I thank you so much for spending this special time together with me. And I send my blessings and love to you in all ways. God bless you always.